Welcome to the Human Capital Lab, a podcast for learning and development leaders who understand education is the link between employee fulfillment and corporate productivity. Let's get started. As we gear up for the new season, we decided to revisit two episodes from our past season. Let's start with Jennifer Budvet. She is the Director of Global Learning and Development with Tiffany & Company. She started her first career as a professional ballerina. For her second career, she found the HR and talent development space and quickly fell in love with the industry. Check out this snippet as she discusses what inspired her to build personal strategies for organizations.
Yeah, so as I began working in learning and development in global logistics, and that was at that point in my career when I really started specializing in learning and development, it kind of struck me as odd that my peers on the leadership team did not kind of just get why learning and development was so important. I got it.
How could they not know?
How could they not know? Exactly. Why couldn't they get it? In addition, why were other support services like finance and legal, they were being asked to join the brainstorming sessions and I wasn't? And it was at that point that I realized, well, they don't live learning and development every day, so why would they get it? And furthermore, is it really their job to just get it? Or is it my job to translate what we do and provide language that would make it easy for them to get it?
Like teaching them.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was around this time that I was given the opportunity by my manager at the time to get my master's degree in learning and performance technology, which is really a fancy way of saying that my degree is in all aspects that contribute to job performance. And when training or learning is part of the gap in performance, how to design and develop it. But a common thread throughout my program was how to measure and evaluate anything being done and how to connect that to the impact and value that is being provided to the organization. So when I moved on, my next industry that I worked in was in software development as part of a global talent development team. Our team was experiencing the same questions, the same not being invited to the brainstorming table. And it just kept coming up for me that I knew I needed to learn more about measurement. So I, again, was very fortunate to have managers and mentors there who supported me. And I ended up going on a 3-year journey to achieve my Gold Kirkpatrick Partner Certification. You see the theme of continuous learning here, right? And from there, I felt like I had the tools and knowledge that I needed to work with clients and organizations on how to build holistic measurement strategies.
Let's revisit Nick Allen's episode. He is the director of HR business partner for CNA Insurance. He brings over 20 years of experience as a progressive talent development leader and trusted business advisor with focus on improving business returns through positioning, developing, and leveraging human capital. Check out what he has to say about rolling out strategic initiatives to improve business operations.
You know, I think that I really reflected on this. Becoming a student before you become a leader or a teacher or an influencer is really critical. And that's both within and outside the organization. So taking the time to really understand the organization, what are we trying to accomplish? And this ranges from within an organization, looking at their annual report that might be put together for investors and for the board, maybe, you know, 100 plus pages long. I found just reading the first 15 to 20 pages gets you a lot of the intel that's extraordinarily helpful when you're wanting to roll out global programs and really understand from the perspective of the C-suite, from the board of directors, what are we trying to accomplish as an organization? What are our strategic imperatives? What are some of the biggest roadblocks that we've had and had to try to overcome over the past year when we see ahead? So that's a really key data point, the investor calls, taking time to listen and on those to understand from an investment perspective, like what really matters for the business. And then understanding from a team member perspective, if there's any sort of engagement survey, pulse survey, et cetera, taking the time to get my arms around that information, current programs that are offered by the organization and what's already out there that we don't necessarily need to reinvent, but that we could be leveraging maybe in different ways. And understanding from a perspective of business leaders and employees, like what really are the value of those programs we already have? And then outside the organization, developing a really rich network, investing in your network is really critical. At least it has been for me. Finding others, professionals that do similar type of work around global talent management at other organizations. You know, the more that you dive into it, you realize there's not really anyone that's a true like expert. We're all learning together. And that's what's really special about it, right? And so we learn. We're always learning and bouncing ideas across each other. I was just in a session yesterday where somebody was really trying to enhance some pipeline development programs. And like we had a really rich dialogue from leaders from a dozen different companies that weighed in on the topic and provided perspective on here's different things to consider. And so having kind of a thought partner network that you participated and you invest in is really critical.
As Nick mentioned, it is important to learn as you grow within an organization. Let's hear a few learning lessons from Jennifer.
There's been many lessons learned, and some are probably took me longer to learn than I'd like to admit. But I would probably say, for keeping it short and sweet, to three key lessons that I've learned.
Okay.
My first key lesson is that we're not being asked to be order takers. Because if we are, then we're never going to be able to indicate impact and value in a measurement strategy, but rather for us to be consultants with them. So working together to align what the need is, what the gap in performance is, and together come up with a solution, program, tool, whatever it is that will address that challenge. My second piece of advice or key lesson is that there is no bad data. If you're going to do something with the data collected, then it's the right data. No one's expecting that you get everything perfectly right 100% of the time. There is a business challenge and you work together to come up with a proposed solution. You implement that and measure its effectiveness. And the measurement strategy will produce the right data. And then with what worked, you continue with, and what didn't, you pivot, shift, and adjust. And so my third is that it's not the responsibility of your peers to learn our language. It's our responsibility to translate what we do into the language of the business. And that's what legal does, it's what finance does, and it's what we need to do.
Check out a few tips from Nick as he shares the things that he's using to learn more about talent development.
So this is going to be maybe off the beaten path from a talent development perspective, but I love to read The Economist. Again, kind of going back to like it's first and most important to understand business impact before you get into like developmental impact. So that just helps me stay more connected to what's happening around the world and some of the business issues that the companies are facing. And then there's a couple organizations that I'm part of that I find from a thought leader perspective, like in my, I'm Chicago based, and some of the organizations that I joined, there's something called the HR Management Association of Chicago, which is now the Hernick Institute of the Executive Club of Chicago. And then also this group called the Executive Learning Exchange, which are learning leaders from all around. It was really just Chicago and Wisconsin, but it's broadened out and we're more virtual. Those are both fantastic organizations that I have grown deep relationships with thought leaders. And that's how I learn. I don't learn as much from reading white papers. I just don't have the interest, your books. Sometimes I'll listen to podcasts, great ones as this, but I've actually found for me and just how I'm energized, being part of those networks is where I derive a lot of my professional development energy.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Human Capital Lab, featuring the Director of Global Learning and Development with Tiffany & Company, Jennifer Budvet, and the Director of HR Business Partner for CNA Insurance, Nick Allen. Their insights reinforce the importance of learning as an asset to organizations. Please be sure to subscribe to the Human Capital Lab podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You don't want to miss our exciting upcoming episodes. We shall see you then.